I think that most people in Canmore have been seeing some smoke columns over the past few weeks, first in Peaks of Grassy and then in Silvertip because of Fire Smart Work, a program that's provincially funded as well. As a community that interfaces a forested area, there's a risk of fire spreading from a forested area to the residential areas or vice versa.
Right.
So we go in and we take down dead trees, clear brush. It's called the dead and down. Gather it up in piles and burn it. One of those piles kind of got away from them. But exactly what was supposed to happen happened. The fire department was immediately called, responded with several fire trucks. ESRD was on scene, I believe, within 45 minutes. Helicopter was circling the area. It was around 25 meters in size. Candling. It took about an hour for them to get it under control.
Awesome response from our local agencies here to get that under control so quickly. But also, I think a reminder that fire season has started a little earlier this year in the province of Alberta, and that includes us right here in the Bow Valley.
This is one of the threats that we face. There's a technical term. It's called the wildland-urban interface. You like that?
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
that. It's almost like they're kissing. Like they're interfacing. It's when you have development next to a forested area and there's a risk of fire. And we've always faced this. I think this year, looking at the snowpack, looking at the amounts of precipitation we had over the winter, which was very low, going into summer and spring, this is going to be something we need to keep an eye on, which means that if people are burning things, they need to be extra careful.
Exactly. Soak, stir, and soak it again. Don't throw those cigarette butts out the window. It's just all common sense stuff that you can do to prevent forest fires.